It's very important to note that there's a phrase, buyers get a vote. Buyers vote two ways. The first way is they vote online. If a property hits the MLS, not Zillow, we're not talking about those numbers. Zillow has its own count, and oftentimes they don't represent anything factual because a house could have 144 favorites. There's not 144 buyers in the marketplace. It is people looking for years, oftentimes on Zillow. Those that have the MLS portal represents a much higher quality buyer. And if your property is having 100 to 125, 150 hits that first day or two, it's a good, very good sign. If it's having 700 hits online within 24 hours, there's a possibility it was underpriced. The flip side is, if the property has 30 hits by day two or day three, these are buyer views online through the MLS portal. If the views are really quite low, it means the buyer isn't hitting the property again and again. The goal here is the buyer says, you're my favorite. I'm going to look at the property again and again and again, and then I'll make an appointment on it to go see it. But when buyers click on it once and then don't come back, they like the pictures, but they may not like the price. Properties have three things: pictures, price, and profile. Online, that's how buyers are making decisions, and it seems that everybody is shopping online. So it's important that the pictures and the profile and the price all match. If they don't, well, even though the seller thinks they do, oftentimes the buyer will stay home in front of their computer, or worse, get in their car, go look at other properties, but not yours. Nowadays, with digital information, we can see what your hits are in the MLS every day, and there's a certain pattern that should be occurring. So buyers get a vote online, and secondly, buyers get a vote when they come across the threshold of the front door and they come into the property. If four or five, six, seven buyers view the property and they all get back in their car and it's cold weather winter or a hot summer, whatever the case, and they get back in the car and they drive away, buyers voted. Ideally, again, your property sells, whether you're in a hurry or not, it's irrelevant to the buyers. If you say, I don't have to give it away, I don't have to sell or anything like that, the buyers don't care about that. What they care is, does the property meet their features, what they believe the right price is? But they get a vote and the seller gets a vote. In fact, sellers set the price, but buyers set the value. And many home sellers believe they've determined the value and they are correct. And those are houses that often expire. They don't sell. In every market, a certain percentage of houses don't sell. When we pay attention to the buyer voting patterns online and the buyer foot traffic at a property, we can get great indications if the property is priced for the market value. And again, sellers set the price, buyers determine the value. All right, thank you.